kedushin, as we know, if the woman is silent when she receives the kesef, that indicates that she's misratza for kedushin, and we therefore can assume she's mikudeshes. Now we have cases where she shows through her actions that she's not misratza, and so she won't be mikudeshes. Tana Rabbanan, his kachini b'mana. So a person says to the woman, she should be mikudeshes with the mana that he gives her. Natulaso, she takes it, v'zarkasa le'yam, o'ur, o'lechol davar ha'aved, eina mikudeshes. So she takes it and throws it into the sea. Rashi says it's done in front of him. Natulaso, v'zarkasa le'yam b'fanav, which is a way of saying, Loma ain't any rotsa. She throws it into the sea, into the fire, or to some situation we get. So, ain't a mikudesha, that is clearly an act that indicates that she's not interested. Tosbi Azakin adds that it was done right away. We'll soon see in the Me'iri a little more nuance about this. Exactly what is the context? When is it going to be viewed as a demonstration that she's not interested? The Gemara meanwhile is Medaik, that it's only because she threw it into a place where it gets ruined. What about if she threw it right in front of him? It sounds like if she would just throw it right in front of him, but how could that be? She's saying, in effect, take it, I don't want it. Rashi says, would that really be true? How could it say only a case where she threw it into the water or the fire where it's getting ruined, even if she throws it right back in front of him? And for the Gemara Lomid Baikamar, the Bryce has tried to tell me a chidush. In other words, the case that you gave would for sure not be kedushin, but I might have an argument in the case that the Bryce says that would be different. Lomid Baikamar, Lomid Bai Shatitinu Kamei. It's clearly true that if you threw it in front of him, that's a way of saying, I'm not interested. Or if she throws it into the place where it's going to get ruined, I might say, since she's now liable, she causes hezek, direct hezek, through throwing his thing and ruining it. So maybe I would say, Kiddushi Kaddish Nafsha, she is wanting to become a Kodeshes. Because otherwise, why would she want to incur a chiyuv liability for this? So why is she throwing it? Why is she throwing it there? That when she did this, Saba, she thought, Ivdike, the Haigavra. Let me use this as a test to see his personality, his temperament. If he's the type of person that's going to get very mad when I do this. So Kamash, so therefore, really, she wants it to be Mikudeshes, but she just wants this as a test. Kamash Malan, that's the chiddush that no, we see this as an indication as well that she doesn't want kiddush. Rashi, mid chayva be, since she's in chayv l'shume, to pay for it, she causes hezek. Gomra v'kitcha nafsha, she wants to be kudeshes. Ulefi shehu shalah, because it really is her, she took it as kiddushin. Zarkaso, she threw it there. L'nasos ezeh im hu ragza, to see what type of person is. He's a guy who gets angry easily. It's interesting. So comes out, what's she going to gain by knowing if he gets angry? If he gets angry, she's mekudeshes regardless, right? I mean, it's not like she would be able to want to know if he's an angry guy, so that she would choose not to get mekudeshes. The more I think to the contrary, she's mekudeshes because she took it as kedushin. So mistama the pshat is, yeah, but she wants to know what kind of guy she's going to be living with. I mean, she's stuck with him, but what kind of a guy am I stuck with? So that's what she wanted to test him. That must be the pshat. But the Lamaisa, we don't say that. We say that she clearly indicates she doesn't want it. Yeah, so that's the Gemara. So it's not so clear as some of the pratim. Exactly. So we have the case where she throws in front of him. That's a way of saying, I'm not interested. I don't want kedushin. And even this case. But exactly the time frame, the context, that's not so clear. The Tosfos V'Azaken says that it happened right away. The lesson here is the Kasav of Benonisim. He actually quotes it from Benonisim Gon. The Dafke Echesh and Atlas of the Kas. She's she took it. He doesn't say right away. He says she took it. Yeah, he does say. The trusted because she took it out of a state of anger, in a fit of anger. Vizakasam miyad. Again, what's miyad? Bistami means tochi de dibor. Avul kocham bifnei edim. Let's say she took it. Stop. Not because. And it wasn't right away that she threw it down. The achakav zakasam with fun of odava aved. Srichay menu get. So what he seems to say is there has to be done in a very short window of time, and there had to be some sense that she took it with kas. What if she took it with kas and she threw it a while later? I mean, he's seeing two things. He's saying she took it with kas and she threw it right away. So in Iri, throws in a little bit more here. Mir says that really you have to, you know, you have to look at the bigger picture. And the Adam would be able to tell exactly what type of a Kabbalah you have on her part. So right away the Meiri brings in the point of Kas, like we see here as well in the Tosfos Yezakein. His Katsuri b'manan atraso b'kas v'zarkaso l'fan of enem kudeshes. Because clearly she took it with that state of rage, of Kas, of annoyance. And then he says further, v'chein adim his mina tika l'kablo v'kas. In other words, whatever it is that she showed, she was making a bad face, and she was clearly not happy. He said, I'm going to mikadosh you, and then she, clearly whatever she's showing is very distasteful, and then she takes it and throws it away. Ho v'nikalu edim mitnuos shala, v'shas hazmanas tika o netilasa. As long as the edim can infer from her gestures at the time that she's getting herself ready to receive it, or when she takes it, then they can infer that the time that she took it, her kavana was for the sake of what she did right afterwards, of throwing it down, that would make it not mekudeshes. Then he says, let's say she didn't take it at all, he just tossed it into what she had in her bag. Koshin is hapcha derech mi'un, as long as it turned around in a way that she's very unhappy, Ad should not fall in merit, just fell right down. So she didn't have to actually take it. Maybe he's filling in other cases, variations of the Gemara's case. Not Dafka, like the Gemara says, she took it, and in the Mukhan, she threw it down. She didn't actually take it. It went into the bag, and she tilted the bag, and the thing fell out, and she was clearly making a sour face the whole time. It's the same thing. And then and he says further. Here, and he goes beyond what Yazaki seems to say. So his work says, Miyad. What does miyad mean? Pashtas toch kedei dibur. Miri says, doesn't matter. Filo hayaza ad lacha kedei dibur. Kosu kishir muat. Dechtei haroi lekach. So you have to know what he means here. As long as it's within a certain short window of time that you can see that it's all connecting to her ambivalence in the beginning, that shows that she never wanted to take it as kedushin. And then he has another example. V'cheinim loza kasa lefanav. Let's say she couldn't throw it in front of him. That's the Russian Gemara. She threw it in front of him. That's for sure no kedushin. Let's say he ran away. He dropped his coin or his money by her, and then he disappears. So she has no. She's not in front of him anymore. So then what? Take off when the sinaso. He left right away. As long as the Edom can determine and testify, she has manas tika on the tigas ayu bekas ubikavanas zrika. Was because with intention to throw it out, in other words, they have to really do a spot analysis. That initial taking of it was bekavana to be zorek. That is enough to say in the Kudeshes. Lav dafka that she threw it herself, could have been indirect, not lav dafka she threw it in front of him, he could have disappeared. It's all part of the same halacha. And that it was at least it was done within a reasonable window of time, and lav dafka toch kedei dibur as well. All these, he's really expanding the context of his gemara. Then therefore, abishalachu l'shaitov u'espiku l'zarku l'fanav. She didn't have a chance to throw a dafka in front of him. Dayu. However, we call Malcolm kol dvareinu einam elk she'amar lo iskatshi v'hime v'inaso. Assuming that he said iskatshi, she understood what he was saying. Ha'im einam v'inaso. Let's say she stamp thinks he's giving to her for a matana, whatever, or he said a Russian matana or gift, and obviously then even stamp taking it doesn't show kedushin. And then he says something else: the Russian kedushin mia losov davar bezua af im the tussle bekas That's the chiddush of the Gemara. That's what he parallels the Gemara. Not only the cases we just gave you, but even if he takes it out of kas and throws it to the sea or to the fire, that we might have said that maybe she was a shame kedushin. Otherwise, why would she want to make herself liable to pay otherwise to be mazik? But we say, and she only did it to check his temperament, that he see that she, that he sees how she's ruining the thing that used to be his. Ein zekrum. But lemais, of course, she'll have to pay. Then the Mir just brings down that the Ritva says this as well. If it happened to be that she threw it in front of him and it rolled into the and got ruined into the water, that would not make her chayiv. That's called grama. Okay, she never was mekabel achrayis for that. But then he says, but what would be kedushin if, let's say, she took it b'fnei eden b'nachas? This is the point that would be kedushin. Let's say she took it b'nachas, not in any way showing that she's not interested and she's annoyed. And he says, it's kachi, and she takes it without any, in a calm way, or she clearly shows, turns her bag without kas, and then afterwards she decided to throw it into the sea, then she would need a get. Then some say, even if it was tochkidei dibur, therefore me'achash and atlas from the kas, even if it was thrown right away, she could have had that instant change of mind, and therefore it wouldn't matter, she would be mekudeshes. But then again, the Meiri says, going back to before, let's say she took it out of anger, but it took her 15 minutes to throw it away. Now, if she's really not accepting his kedushin, it wouldn't have been 15 minutes. It would have been, okay, could have been more than 30 seconds, but it could have been, it doesn't tell you what. It was after the Achashir Haro'i Lekach Mekudeshes Vadai Benzri Kasakum. So there have to be two things coming together. The Netila had to be with an attitude that's clear to the Eidim of one of Kas, and then there had to be acting on that sentiment that was displayed in her face within a very short window of time. Doesn't need to be Tokidei Dibur. What's a little bit hard to pin down, of course, is, so what does it mean exactly, bottom line? What is called the Shir Arai Lekach? Who are you going to ask for this? Like, what's going to be the, you know, what's going to be the amount of time that you would imagine it should have been, she should have acted on it? That he doesn't really tell us. But this is how the Meiri sort of fleshes out what appears in our Gemara. Noam and the Yomi, yeah.
In the second verse case you brought, Meiri says, in case she took it the nachas and then threw it into the sea. Yes. He says that's a push to the condition.
What about if he threw it in front of him?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, good.
Because the
worst thing
to think
is right. So I don't know if Stavka, you mean Stavka because of that case, because you're thinking maybe that you can be told in the fact that she wanted to test his character.
Uh-huh.
I hear. I would have learned that it's the same thing if you threw it in front of him. Why take that case? I don't know. But I hear. I hear your heart, right? Yeah? It's good.
Rashi, can I just explain what we mean when we say, like, well, she should be testing his character? If she would own it,
Right. So that's why I was thinking of that question as well. And Lemaisa, if she's owning it, so then it's not really his anymore anyway, so she's not ruining his thing. So he wouldn't get angry?
Yeah.
Just gave her a ring. Just gave her a ring, and it's how she betrayed. It
would be a shell if he gave her, like, if it was like a fruta, then it would be a shell.
Well, I'm saying, but no, but he gave her something, and then this is what, it's like saying, this is what I think of you, you know. It's not, and it's also, it has value, whatever pruta has value. But you take some person owns something and gives it to someone else, and then it's not theirs anymore, and they ruin it. It doesn't bother them, no same. If a person's, you know, something he owned it a minute before, it's bothering him as well. Yeah.
That case is so partial, the Meiri says that she's not angry. Would Rashi agree that too? Rashi doesn't bring in that aspect that she has to take it because.
No, that's what's interesting. Both the Riyad Zaki and the Shema Ben Nisim and the Meir mention the kas. Rashi doesn't mention the kas point. Does Rashi mention the yad?
Befanav.
Oh, so that's interesting. What is it, befanav in Rashi? The Makna deals with this. He's medayik. What is Rashi before? What if it, let's say, like, the Meir has the case where he went away. If it wasn't befanav, what would Rashi hold that if she's mekudeshes?
Or the
fun of
it just 10 minutes later, not
behind. No, so Rashi doesn't mention the time. Rashi doesn't mention the kas. Rashi does mention the Befanav. The Gemara says Befanav. Gemara says the Sinu Kameis. The Meiri says Lav Dafka. So Rashi could just be tracking the Gemara, but still, what does Rashi stress it? I mean, the Gemara says it's Kamei in the deal case, but in the case of the, let's say the case that the Gemara gives, where she throws it into the sea, where it has to be Befanav, otherwise there's no Havamina, she's testing his character, he doesn't know about it. So that's where Rashi says Befanav in that case. Because otherwise there's no Havamina. Right? Well, let's say she threw it to the sea, Shalom Befanav, right away. What?
Would she do run 100 feet down, like what she did?
No, he disappeared and she threw it into the sea, threw it into the ocean. Yeah. So, according to Meiri, that would also show she's not interested. But according to Meiri, you also have to take that and connect it to the cask component, which Rashi didn't mention. So Rashi didn't mention that at all. Yeah.
What exactly is the reason, according to the Meiri, that it doesn't end up working? What exactly changed?
Because you don't have a ritzui. Bottom line is, in any whatever pshat you go with, the point is that if you can interpret her reaction as a distaste and not a desire, a reluctance to become a kudeshes, then I don't have ritzui ha'isha. And you only have kudeshes. So stama shtika that doesn't show through her attitude, through her actions, that's the stama shtika, that's assumed to be. She's misvatsa, she took the kesef. In these cases, we assume that she's not interested. By the way that she acted, she shows that she's not interested. There's no ritzui ha'isha.
But the Havamina wouldn't accept this?
The Havamina would be that if she threw it into the ocean, since she's becoming chayiv to pay if it's not kedushin, so why would she want to incur a liability to have to pay for it? So therefore, I would argue and spar that maybe what's really happening is something else. She really is accepting it as kedushin. She wants to know what kind of man I'm going to have, what kind of husband I'm going to have for the next, you know, many years. So that's what she's doing.
And then in the mask.
Mashbalana, we don't say that. We interpret it and say, you know, even though she's going to have to pay for it, but she's clearly indicating that I'm not interested. But the other case of Adam's that way. The case we throw it in front of him, you don't have to tell him. That's for sure showing the lack of reason.
There's no happening to say that she's testing him. She's willing to incur liability in order to test to see what kind of guy he is. I mean, that the Gemara doesn't seem.
That, it seems
she's
not that
way. She's not willing to accept a chol in order to test him out. Only.
It sounds like if she's really going along, then she's really going along, and she still wants to test him anyway. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. That's the cheshmen of the Gemara. Really, she's misvatsa in kedushin, which means really it's hers, even though, right, it's hers, but it's still something that can get him angry and stomach. And even though she's not going to necessarily have a choice, she's stuck with him anyway, but she still wants to know what kind of guy he is. That seems to be what the Havamina would be. Okay, what's the next Gemara? Tanu Rabbanan. His kachiri b'mana. So he tells the woman, again, I'm kachiri with the mana, and her reaction is, t'neim l'abba u'l'avicha. So her response is, give it to my father, give it to your father. Eina mikudeshes. So what do we say? This is not going to count as kedusha. Why not? So because obviously what you have here is an indication that she's not interested. It's showing her responses that she doesn't want to take a solution. Give it to father, give it to your father, my father.
Does that have to do with Kass?
What?
Does that have to do with Kass also?
It's what?
The reaction to give it to my father doesn't have to do with Kass.
Doesn't say. But just the fact that she said such a thing doesn't sound like it has to be out of Kass. Just the fact that she's saying give it to father is clearly showing that she's not interested. Now, let's say, I mean, what would have been, in other words, what would have been, that's the issue of Ritzui. But separate from Ritzui, you need an Asinas Kesef to the Isha, right? So separate from the question, let's say she was Misratza. What would have been the basis for the Kedusha? No, so her, you have to deal with the Kesef Kedusha. She's saying, give it to father. So how could that be an Asinas Kesef to the Isha? Midin Arif. Good. Midin Arif. So had it had we should been, had we interpreted these words not as saying I'm not interested, then by saying give it to father would be therefore considered to be a kedusha midin arif. But now that we don't interpret it that way, now that we interpret her response as saying I'm not interested, so you really have how many problems in effect? That's really two strikes here. In other words, you don't have kedusha for two reasons. You don't have kedusha because you don't have Ritzoy Ha'isha, because you're saying I don't want to accept it. Give it to father. And you also don't have kedusha because you don't have Nesinas Kesef. Because the only way it could be Midin Arev is if she's saying, you know, as kedusha, give it to him to deposit it by him. That would be like I gave it to me. But if it's not what she wants, she doesn't want kedusha at the end of the day. But it's not Midin Arev either. There's no Kesef kedusha either. It's Chore Nafka Mina. Give you Nafka Mina. What's the case of kedusha that works by Karcha? Maimar, according to Rebbe, one opinion, one Tana, Rebbe, holds that Maimar, kedushin by Yivama, is learnt out from Yibum. Yibum can be Balkarcha, so therefore he says kedushin Maimar can be Balkarcha. So what a case like this by Maimar. She said, Tanaim Abba Lavicha, so in terms of Ritzui, not having Ritzui for kedushin, that would not be a barrier, because you don't need her Das. But if she's clearly not wanting kedushin, then clearly it's not going to work midin arev, because she doesn't want kedushin, so it's not going to work as a kesef to her, and therefore won't work even there. Okay, so that's the first case. Yeah, Nachum.
Why does it have to be that she's not a shatra?
That's the pshat. What's the pshat? Why does it not work? And the kodeshes. No. So we'll see. We'll see. Rashi says it, but because mishati, but we'll see. Let's continue first. So the Nebraisa continues. That's one case. Amenas, okay. Let's see the way the Rashi in this case, okay? Ena mekudeshes, that's the case where he says, Tnein rabba lavicha. The Ena dome, Rashi says, Letain mana leproni ba'kadesh lach. So Rashi says, why is it not similar to the case of Dav Zayin Amid Aleph, where you have a case where she says, give it to so-and-so, and I'll become Kudeshes to you, and that works. That was the din of Rava, right? And Kudeshes midin arev. So Rashi says, why can it work over here as well? The hasam e kamrele mekara. Over there, she spoke first. She said, she initiated. She said, ten manel proni rakarshani lach. And then he responds by doing so. Then the Kudeshes midin arev. Avol Khan over here, who spoke first? He said, and she responds, go give it to father. So Hasam e coming by saying give it to father, she's kind of praying with him, she's kind of being taunting him. I don't need your money, give it to someone else. So for Rashi, what distinguishes this case from Arev? The question of who initiated. In the case of Arev, she initiated, that's fine. Then you have Ritzu, you have Arev, you have everything. But over here, to the contrary, since he's initiating and she's responding to him, ten la'abel avicha, that is interpreted as saying, Rashi says, Meshata, that I'm not interested. And therefore, of course, you don't have Ritzu, and as I said, you don't have Arev either. Were she not to be saying Meshata, then you'd have everything. You have Ritzu and you have din Arev. But Maisa, now you have two strikes, you have nothing. Now, according to Rashi, what's the distinction? The fact that he initiated and she said in response to him. Other Rishonim, Tosis, Rida, Ramban, Rajba, they say differently. They have another chiluk. Tosis is going to say like Rashi, but what did the other Rishonim say? That in that case, she added a few more words. She said, ten manu leproni, and what is the Lashon of Rava? The Akadosh Anirach. Here, what did she say? Same Abba Avicha. She didn't add the words Va'kadosh Anirach. So that's what the other Rishonim say separates this case from Arev. If she would say Va'kadosh Anirach, then she wants Mikudeshes Midin Arev. She doesn't say those words, then it won't work. Rashi didn't give that chiluk. From Rashi would be Mashma, that the sole distinction is whether she's saying it in response to his overture of his Kaddish Libimana, or she initiated. Lamashu, according to Rashi, if he would say Iskadish Shribin Mana, and she would say Tnaim Rabba Ravicha Ba'kadosh Anirach. So according to Rashi, it still wouldn't help. It's still Meshata. She could add a Kaddish. It's all part of her joke. The other Rishonim would say no. If she would say Vakashilach, she could say it in the beginning. They're not mechal between who said it first. If she said Vakashilach, that makes it serious. According to Rashi, no. The fact that she's only saying in response to him and she says Vakashilach, that would still be Mishat. That seems to be a machokes. That would be interesting nafkamina. That is Rashi's word, Rashi's chiluk in the first case, where she said, "Tnei Rabbi Vavicha in Mekudeshes." Nachum, yeah.
What is the word
"mishata"?
What's that?
Mishata is like saying taunting him, like trying to tease him. Mishati, mishati, but it's just trying to be act like maybe like Moshe Shota, try to like act, you know, like foolish, you know, just trying to play like a fool, you know.
It could be like from Moshe, like listos, like also to redirect the payment. In terms of
Shati,
meaning in terms of like string, so redirecting the payment key loop. Meaning in a way say that it's
No. He's playing him like a fool, basically. That's what I think it means. Chora. That's how he's talking. Mishati, but just, I don't know. In terms of the etymology, you have to look.
I'm thinking it could be Rashi Lushitasa, though, in terms of what he held by Arev also. Meaning it's not as Rashi said that it's all about, well, the way we wanted to read Rashi was Tova Sana. The idea that the Kedushin was a Tova Sana.
Okay.
And so it's the idea of appropriating the money. Right, choosing where it's going to be going.
Okay, we'll see a bit more about this. Okay. About this. Wait, hold off. Who had, Yonatan, who had a question before? Someone, one of you in the back, I forget. Yeah, Dalia.
Obviously, I hear it's a case that that the Miri gives that Rashi would agree with, but Vakadosh and Nilach, I mean, they could be going hand in hand because the guy saying to her is Gachi Lee, so she wouldn't really need to say about Kadosh and Nilach because she's just talking off of what he said to her.
Right, but the Rashi would say that's still part of the game. She's still playing game with him. If she responds, he says, I want to give you money, and she's to give it to them, let her even add Bakadosh and Nilach. It's still part of her game. She's just playing along. She's not really interested. Other Rishonim say, no, that's what makes it better. That would make it better. Yeah, that's the first case of the Braisa. Then the Braisa continues. What if she would say in response, not Tnei Abba Lavicha, but she'd say, Amanasi Kabrum Li, Amanasi, they should accept it for me, Mikudeshes. So that would work. So this we have to explain. What exactly makes this different? What is this halacha, Amanasi Kabrum Li? So we'll soon see. Let's see. Meanwhile, the Gemara makes it Tzricha. So there are two cases. I mean, there's two examples, Tnei Abba or Lavicha. Says the Gemara, Tana Abba, when that means her father, Ladiacha Koach Dereisha. Meaning the racist case was she says to name La'aba. So even though father is her father, so you might say that her father is like an extension more of her, so even saying to name La'aba should be not viewed as being disrespectful, dismissive of him, but to the contrary, that should be good even with the lashon of to name. So that's the Koach Dereisha. Even by Abba, who's closer to her, it's not going to be Kiddushin. And then Tana Avicha Lodiacha Koch the Sefer. By saying Avicha, that means even the father-in-law, prospective father-in-law, his father, even though he said, so you might think that even if he says, I'm not she kablame Avicha, that still is a way of saying I'm not interested. No. In other words, when the case that works even when it's his father. That means I'm not she kablame. The case that doesn't work, by saying to name, is even if it's her own father. That is the first braisa. That's one set of cases. Abba Vavicha. Again, if he says to name, it's no good. If he says Amanas, it works. How Amanas works, we have to still explain. His Katshri B'mana, now another case. His Katshri B'mana tells her, Mekudeshes B'mana. And she responds, to name with Ploni. Now another, instead of saying Abba or Vicha, she says, to name with Ploni. So Eina Mekudeshes, just like we had before by Abba Vavicha, because it's a way of saying, I'm not interested. Give it to him. Give it to so-and-so. If he says, rather, Al-Manashi Yikablim Li, which means not to name, but he should accept it for me, Mekudeshes, this is parallel to what we had before, Al-Manashi Yikablim Abba Vavicha. And here the Gemara makes a tzvicha between the cases of Abba Vavicha and the cases of Proni. Utzvicha. And here we have a little more fleshed out what's going on in this Al-Manashi Yikablim Li. Utzvicha. The Yashmin Abba Vavicha. If I would only have the cases of Abba Vavicha, Hasam who dechi amra amenafti kabum li have a kedusha. That's where the safer case, the case that works, will be kedushin. Why? The samcha daita ilayim. Because she has confidence in them, be it her father, his father, she feels secure in them, and therefore, I would say, that's why Amanas works, Savra, Abdin li shlichusari. They're doing my bidding, they're doing my shlichus for me, and therefore, by Abba v'Avicha, that's where Amanas v'Kadwe will work. Abba Proni, well, but by Proni, who's a foreigner, a stranger, there, even the Amanas case should be interpreted as saying what? I'm not interested. I'm a nasty cabin cloning, meaning I'm not, it doesn't view, it's not viewed as Abdul Shrikhusai. And the other way around, the yes, being a ploni, if I only had the second case of ploni where its name works and Amanas does, its name does not work and ploni and Amanas works, I would say, Hachahu dechi amat name with ploni rabbi kedushi. Only by what? Only by ploni is its name not going to work. The lo mikrovadaita regabe, she doesn't feel close to him with meisvele b'matana to give him a gift. And therefore, the name of Proni is what doesn't work. Since she has a closer kinship to her father, his father, so then Ema b'matana yavisa nalayu. Maybe there is that's the condition because she wants to give him a matana, and therefore even the name will work. Tzvich. So what has the Gemara done? The Gemara has created the following outline. You have the case of Tzneim. At the end of the day, that's not going to work as Kedushin. That's a way of saying I'm not interested. That's true by Abba Vavicha, it's true by Proni. And then I have the case of Almanas that we have to explain how exactly it works. And that works bein by Abba Vavicha, bein by Proni. The Gemara has created Tzvicha Sufferers between Abba and Avicha. That you would think by Abba there's a Chidush that even by Abba, even the case of Abba, Tnaim doesn't work. And the case of Avicha, the Almanas, Sheikablin, does work. And then vis-a-vis Proni, Gemara does a similar type of thing. That what? That even by Proni, even the Amanas works. And even by Abba Vavicha, vis-a-vis Proni, by Abba Vavicha, the Tnaim does not work. The lesson of the Gemara, in terms of the Tnaim, Tzvichisa, that you might think that Tnaim would be better by Abba Vavicha over Proni, is why? Because by Proni, she wouldn't, what? By Proni, and therefore it doesn't work by Tanaim. But maybe Abba Vavicha, she feels closer to give a matana. Just explain that for a minute. Who's giving the matana? The guy, the prospective husband. So what's the Gemara saying here? That, in the Tzvichas on vis-a-vis the Tanaim, the Gemara says, if I would only have Proni, I would say over there, its name doesn't work, the lo mikve v'dayta l'gabe, he's a stranger, to give him matana. She's giving matana. Its name with Proni, who's giving the matana? The man. But by Abba Vavicha, the mikve v'dayta l'gabayu, therefore what? It's a matana. Who's talking about a matana here? If you want it to be kedushin, what's the pshat? What would be the getter of the kedushin? If she feels close to Abba Vavicha, so maybe it would work even by Tanaim. What would be the way that would work? What's the, what would be the get of the Kedushin? How does it work? Midin what? Midin Arif. Midin Chayr, Midin Arif. Name. Its name were to work. Chayr is Midin Arif. So here you see something interesting. And who's giving the Matana? So the Gemara says, who's giving the Matana? She is. How is it she's giving the Matana? Ah, he's giving the Matana? So what you sold, I think you've seen this Gemara? Kiyu Kibel. That's the Yisod that we brought out of Arif and Davzai. And some said that was all, maybe you have, you know, that's part of it, but you still need more than that. Rabbi was Mechadesh, Rabbi was working off of that, that when he said, when she says, give it to someone else, and I'll be Mekudesh to you, so it's as if she would have taken it, he would give it to her, or she would have given it to the Probe. So that's why you have a Tzvichas here, that maybe by Abba Vavicha, she does intend it to be a Matana. It's her giving the Matana. Proni, she doesn't want to give Proni a matana, so that's why it doesn't work within Arif, because she's basically saying I'm not interested. But by Abba Vavicha, maybe you can interpret it she wants to give them matana, but she gave matana because midin Arif means he gave it to her and she gave it. It's as if she would have gotten it and give it to the other party. Achor, that's the pshat in the Gemara in terms of the tzvichasa of the tnei, that she's giving the matana. What we have to understand better now is what's the amanashi kablin halach. What exactly is going on there? Is that based on Arev? Is that based on something else? Lashon HaGemara was what? By Amanas? So when the Gemara makes it tzvicha san the amnas, the Gemara says, where would I see more svara to say it works? In what case? What? By Abba Vavicha? Because why? Abna v'shlichu soy. What does this mean? What kind of mechanism for Kesef Kedushin are you using? Avram, patiently waiting. Yeah.
Who gets to keep it? Is it when we say Matana, do they get to
keep it? Yeah.
On behalf of her, meaning
so if she says, give it to Ploni, and the Kadesh is given Arev, Ploni, so who keeps the money? Tell me, who keeps the money?
Ploni.
Ploni, the Matana. She gave him the money. That's what I want to know right now. So what is that? What is that? That's exactly what we're focusing on. I took care of the name Tzvichasa. That you would have said that maybe by Abba Vicha she does intend a matana, therefore instead of interpreting as saying I'm not interested with your money, I don't want to be Mekudeshes, maybe to the contrary, maybe even though she said it second, not first, even though she didn't say that kind of shalilach, but her intention is really that she be Mekudeshes within Arev, which we said means Ki'u Kibel, which is saying I want to give them a matana. Kamash Baladot, that's name Abba Mavicha, since she didn't say Mekadosh HaNilach, or since she said it second, she said response to him, it's interpreted as saying, I'm not interested. What case does work in all these examples? Amenash Sheyekabrem Abba Mavicha Ploni. Here we would have said, maybe it only works in the case of what? It would only work in the case of what? Of the Abba Vavicha, because some Chadaita Rayu, Kamash Mon even works by Ploni. What is this halacha? This Amenas Sheyekabrim that works at the end of the day by all the examples given. What is the mechanism for the Kiddush? She wants Kiddush. What makes her Mekudeshes when she uses a Russian that we interpret as a Ritzui? But what is the Mais and the Sinas Kesef? How did it work? How did it happen? That's the real riddle here. What is the Pshat? The Lashna Gemara is intriguing. When the Gemara makes a tzvicha, so the Gemara sheds a little light on this. That may be only by Abba Vavicha, because Sava Adon L'Shichu Soy. Could this mean Midin Arev? It doesn't sound that way. Shittimun Odomiv says it can't be Midin Arev, he says, because then Rabba wouldn't need Machadish Midin Arev. It's a Mefurish Abraisa. There's a Abraisa here, Amenashi Yekablin, right? So Rabba didn't have to Machadish Midin Arev, it's a Mefurish in the Abraisa. So what is it exactly? What does Rashi say? So the Rashi read in the Mekudesh, that Rashi read, L'diacha koach d'reisha, this is that the tzvichas of Abba v'avicha, the afagav, the avihahu, still will gama v'kitcha nafsh. Koach the seifa, the amar Mekudeshes, the afagav de okarov shaloch hu, that her relative, Samcha Rayu, she relies on him. This is the Tzvichas of Abba Vavicha, the Avad, the Avad Shlichusei. Like the Gemara says a minute later by the Ploni. L'chi mekabel Abba Shlucho mekatsha. Rashi says, he's our Shliach. Whether it's Abba, Avicha, Ploni, what exactly does that mean? What is the nature of this Kedusha? So what does it sound like in Rashi? What is it? What is it based on? Shlichus. What kind of shlichus? What kind of shlichus is this called? Shliach lekabal. So that means what? So what does it mean? She is telling him to be memane the Abba, the Avicha, the Ploni as a shliach lekabal. What's the problem in halacha in such a thing? So the Tosis really jumps all over Rashi. He calls Rashi the Mora. He doesn't like the Mora's pshat. And he says it can't be perish lo mitam sha'asa asam shliach kabbalah. It's not based on the fact that she made him a shliach kabbalah. Why? The ain shliach kabbalah ela mipi ha'isha. The lo she'tomar la'acher emor leproni v'yekabel kedushai. Kedeprishis begitim. Actually, he doesn't mention Rashi Mora here, he mentions Rashi later, but it's part of the same critique. What is the problem that he's identifying here? You cannot be mana shliach by saying to one person, you point the shliach for me, you point that person as a shliach. What is that called? One word, mili. Mili means words. So this is the yisod that he brings from the sugi and git in the sixth parak. Mili lo mimsiran l'shliach. Which means that you cannot have shlichus kabbalah as mili. Mili is just words. This is a mishnah in Gittin. You tell a shliach to go tell someone else to write a get. Can you make a shliach to give the message that to make someone else authorized to do something for you? So that's what Yossi says there in the Mishnah and the Marshal Yehodak Rav Yossi, that it's called mili. Mili la mimsaran l'shliach. The lesson of the Mishnah there is Amar Rav Yossi Afan mikubalim she'afilu Amar lebeisin she'birushalayim tnu get li'ishti she'yomidu v'yichto v'yitnu. They have to be the ones to write the get and give it. Because otherwise, if they're going to give it over to someone else, that's called mili. They're not authorized to be shluchim on something which is just words. Now, there are cases that it works, and that's if there's a maisa, if there's a chefza that's given over. In other words, the get itself, if it's handed over, so then that shliach can, you know, give over the get to another shliach, because it's not just mili. But if the shliach's definition is just to give over the authorization, let's say shliach kabbalah, there's no get, by kiddushin, by gerushin. So you can't have one shliach to be a shliach to make another shliach to be mekabel. Now then the Gemara goes into a shaila called Omer Imru. In other words, if the original person said, I want you to say over to someone else, the Gemara says it's still the same problem, Omer Imru. So this is what the Tosfos Reader is asking on Rashi. Take a look at now, Tosfos, if you have it. He says, it can't be, the Gemara cannot mean Medin Shliach. Why? I'm not saying can't be Medin Shliach. The ain't Shliach of Kabbalah, Elami Pia Isha. Shliach of Kabbalah has to be directly from her. The Roshe Tomar Acher, not that she'll tell someone else, and more the Proni di Kabbal Kiddusha. But I'm telling you to tell someone else, he should be Makabal. She can make the Shliach of Kabbalah that he's Makabal. The condition. She can't tell Reuven to tell Shimon to make to recover the condition. Can the precious begin? The shlichus the Kabbalah milihi, umili lo mimsuran. It should say mili lo mimsuran the shliach. Continues Tosfos Rid v'chihecha. The lo matzi lemeima gabi get imru v'sofer v'yichtov v'leponi uponi shiachdim. Instead of the Baal authorizing the sofer directly tonight, the Baal says to somebody, here's what I want you to do. I want you to tell the sofer. So the sofer is going to be the shliach of the shliach. But I'm telling you to do that. I want you to tell the sofer to write the get. That's called Omer Imru. Omer Imru. He says, tell the sofer. And tell so-and-so and so-and-so to sign the get. That's called Mili. And even Omer Imru is also not going to work. Achayishmu mipi abal. That was the sefer, the Aden have to hear directly from the Baal. So who are the nami hachinami? B'shlichus l'kabbalah the isha. The ko shlichus l'kabbalah milininu. So this is his kasha. Rashi, because of this, he has a whole new pshat, which will wait for the next part of the Gemara for Sunday to see how he learns. He has a whole other mahalach in Amenaski Yikadu. What do we do for Rashi? What's the answer for Rashi? He's asking a very good kasha. L'chor is a problem called mili. How could Rashi say, I mean, he doesn't call Rashi, but this is how it sounds from Rashi, that this is a gather of what? Of making a shliach, the Kabbalah, via shliach. In other words, I'm not sure you cover me. I want you to make them a shliach, the Kabbalah, that's me. Yeah?
Could Rashi read, the Avish, the Chusel, and she read previously,
Good. So you're mechavein to the Avni Miluim. One pshat. I mean, there's two answers for Rashi. Hold Moshe. What are you timing? That maybe she's really making the shliach, and she's just telling him that I made him shliach. So she's not telling him to do the minoy, the bow, the man. But what you're saying is a chiddush in the following way. Comes out that according to this, does the minoy need to be befanav? What you're saying is a chiddush. That's a chiddush of what you're saying. What you're saying is about she was memane, proni or abba b'avich as the shliach.
No, I'm saying
she is just informing him that he's the shliach. But does the shliach know that he's been made a shliach of Kabbalah? Was he told face to face? No. So that is a b'chare omi. I was given the omi imru. So you have to say omi imru is when there was no man identified, because otherwise omi imru could always work based on that you were the man at the proni, just that you're letting them know I was the man at proni. If he says to the baguette, omi imru, I want you to tell that sefer to write the get. So what's wrong? If he mentions the name of the sefer, so I'm basically the man of the sefer, I just want you to let him know that was man of him. So maybe you have to be man of the sefer directly. You can't do shiloh b'fanav. So you're saying, no, maybe you could. The problem of omi imru, omi imru means you didn't say which sefer. Go pick a sefer. So I couldn't be man of the person. I'm telling you to be man of it. That's the problem. That's verse 10 to Adam Miluim. I gave it to you in the sheet. Simon Lamed, Sivkot and Yud. He brings the Gemara, Im Amram Shiyakabim, where it works. He quotes the Tosas Rid. He brings the whole Tosas Rid that we just have. The Tosas Rid's own Pshat will wait for Sunday for. He says that's the Shitasa from the next Gemara. He says that's a Shita Mechudeshes. We can't accept that. It's Das Yachid. I don't understand it. We'll have to try to deal with that on Sunday. What Tosas Rid's own Pshat in this Gemara is based on his Pshat in the next piece of Gemara. Fine. But now, if you don't accept Tosas Rid's Pshat, what do we do with this Kasha? Fizet Tikshi. Amnaski Kavlin, we have a Lemili. And it doesn't work. Venira, so he says, the Ein Shochanar Chos Mishpat, Shnei Deus, Ba'ome Imru. Venira, the Hassam, first tariffs of Adam Miluim. Hassam, the Ome Imru Stam. Ome Imru Stam means Imru, somebody. I haven't mentioned the name. That's where it's the problem of Omer Imru. Avo, the Omer Imru Riploni, if you tell your Shliach Imru to so and so, Havelei Shliach Shelo Befanav. So that Ploni has become a Shliach Shelo Befanav, Umahani. And he says, and even if you tell me, because this is, there are some Rishon that say that also doesn't work by get. Even Imru Leproni Sofer, Afilu Tema Da'gan B'Kahai Gavna Pasul, that's what they bring from the Ramban, the Ran over there brings from the Ramban, Hayu Dafka Beget Mishum Deboi Lishma. It's a special standard by get, because get needs Lishma, Ksiv Lishma, so based on that halacha, Ksiv Lishma, you have to be the one directly to tell the Sofer the fun of. That's a special chesaron over there, because of Din Lishma. But you don't. Other than that, you can even mana a shliach shelo b'fanav. So therefore, that answers one answer to Tosas Rid's Kasha and Rashi. One answer, Ron.
So a question. I mean, it's kind of two part question. Like, if we're saying that it's a shliach, right? In which case,
shliach of Kabbalah shelo b'fanav. That's
yes,
what we say.
It's really her object that he's getting for her, like as a shliach.
She's a man of shliach of Kabbalah. The halacha is a man can make a shliach for kedushin. The woman can make a shliach of Kabbalah for kedushin. By kedushin, that's we have shlichas in the Torah. She can be man of shliach to mekabel her kesef kedushin.
So why is it that if she just said the difference between the first and the second, where if she didn't say I'm not the Kabbalah.
So if he says to name, then we say what she's really saying in effect is I'm not interested. Keep your money, give it to so and so. I don't want kedushin from you. If she says I'm asking Kabbalah, there what she's saying is I want kedushin and I want Ploni to be the shliach of Kabbalah.
Why can't she be Mekabel and she's just telling him
she could be Mekabel, but she wants him to be, do the Shliachas of Kabbalah. She can do that. She can manage Shliach of Kabbalah.
No, I mean, the first case?
The first case is to name, we don't interpret it as a Shliach of Kabbalah. The Gemara originally was saying maybe it could work, maybe because of Arei, maybe because of. But the end, but to name doesn't work. To name means I don't want Kedushin. Amanashi Kablam is a minor Shliach. And again, we get around the problem of Mili because we say she is not he's memana the shliach. That would be Mili. I'm making you a shliach on words that you should be memana shliach. That can't work. But if I identify the person as I'm a man of the shliach, shalom b'fanav. You're just going to let him know that he's a shliach.
Yeah,
Yes, we know these are shliachas. And even if that doesn't work by get, that's a special din by get, because you need the shema. So the sofer has to hear directly. But otherwise, you can have a milu shelo b'fana. That's terence number one. Terence number one, yeah.
Two things. First of all, what I understand Noam saying was that not that when she says the husband gives my father, she's appointing him, just previous point, she went over the person and said, you're appointed.
No, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say she said anything to him. There's no, you can't put the Gemara story that's not in the Gemara. She never said a word to him. He doesn't know anything. No, and that Mimura doesn't mean that either. No, he means.
Right,
well, he's a little bit fun.
Same thing, what's the logic behind Neely? Like, why not?
It's sugya. Neely is not strong enough to make shlichus. Shlichus is on a maisa. Neely is just words. It can't be a shliach just to give a message. Just on words, to be mana. It's not nitfas shlichus on Neely, on words. That's one way that's going to explain it. You can't make a shliach just to do it on words. It has to be a chalos that you become empowered to do. Okay, whatever. There's a sukkah. It's a big sukkah. Maybe it's a big sukkah. Yeah, Kedai.
So earlier in the year, we did the sukkah of the Kasosa that the Aden used to use their own sudar. And then we got involved, I think it was our client, about whether or not shluchim have to be kosher. Like, could they be Jewish or non-Jewish? So didn't we also contend that they can't be kroven? It was a question whether or not shliach could be kroven. So
but
in this
the
case,
could be
it's their own father being a shliach.
There's no reason why a shliach can't be a karev. A shliach, the kabbalah haget, kabbalah hakedushin. Why should that be a problem? Aiden can't be kroven. A shliach could be a karev.
Well, that was a question whether Aiden could be have to be kosher. I remember we spoke about whether they could be Jewish or not.
I don't remember. I think it's going to come up in the second parrot. So, Isaac.
Just a type of question. When we say shliach, it's a shliach. What is it that makes it work?
So that would have to mean shliach is a shliach. It would mean, let's say, if there's the get, there's a mice, there's a chefza there. So then the shliach can make a shliach. But
it's
not a mili. Not
mili. Should be a problem with mili.
Right. So that's where the sukkahs come up. Well, so the third parak comes up in the third parak as well. That's where it gets mentioned. The sixth parak and also in the third parak. By the shliach of the shliach, the Gemara brings it in over there on Daf Chav Tes. That's the Gemara mentions mili over there as well. Yeah, you're correct. That's these are the sukkahs. Yeah. The second teretz of the Miluim over here, Sifkat Yud, but Od Nira, he wants to say the following. He doesn't elaborate, but I'll read you the words. A big chidush, b'chayra. L'fim ashek asavti b'ksos achoshen and reshmen dalet, he says, d'bimatana mahani shkiachos shkiachu kabbalah. Why? Because of the following. Mishem d'zachin lo'adam shelo b'fanav u'schiyah adifa mishlichus. Then we have a parasha called shlichus. Right, and that's, we have to deal with shlichus and mili and everything else. There's another parasha called shchiyah. If something is a schus, then somebody can act as a shliach midin zachim. Shchiyah, we say shchiyah mitam shlichus, Rashi seems to hold. It's like we would know that the person would be appointed as a shliach, so he can act mimeil on your behalf. The imkin hachinali. Kaven de be'ikir ha'kidushin nisratzis ha'isha ba'asma. She, once we understand that her saying al-menashi kablaim is not dismissing the person's overture for Kiddushin, she wants Kiddushin. So you know that she wants Kiddushin. If you know she wants Kiddushin, the Kiddushin is defined as what? As a schutz. Elosha kesef nitan la'ide shlucha. But the kesef was given to her through a shliach. V'zachin la'a kesef a'ide shliach shlucha. V'zakati tzorach iyon. What he seems to be saying is the following. Chari, he's saying that there's two issues here. There's an issue of shlichus on the kiddushin, like a shliach of Kabbalah. What would that mean? He's a shliach, the ma'aseh kiddushin is being done with the shliach. He's standing in for the isha. That's shliach of Kabbalah. That's where we have to deal with issues such as mili. Can you be a shliach to make a shliach of Kabbalah? No, that's mili. Shliach of Kabbalah is standing in for the isha for the whole chalos kiddushin. Then there's something else. We don't know if she wants Kiddushin or not. But if you know she wants Kiddushin, now there's halacha, the kesef has to get to her. So it's halacha of Schia. Schia means that you can have somebody acting to be zocher the kesef. It's a very specific thing that he's acting as a shliach for. He's acting as a shliach to be zocher the kesef. She's megala das that she likes the kedushin. Ploni now is serving as the vehicle, as the place to be zocher on her behalf. So it's not like you need the baal, this husband, this man, to make a shliach, the kabbalah. You just need an act of zechiah for the kesef. L'mashal, this is what you asked me about Pasul Eidim. L'chayra, you could make a case in Svara. An Eved, says the Gemara, an Eved, Gemara Chav Gimel and Gitin, cannot be a shliach for Gitin v'kedushin. Why? Because an Eved is mufka from the parish of Gitin v'kedushin. He's not part of the parish of Gitin v'kedushin, so he can't be a shliach for this inyan. Maybe that's only when it comes to becoming a shliach l'kabbalah, shliach halacha, to be a shliach b'makom the baal, b'makom the isha. But if let's say all he's doing is he's serving as being makabel the kesef, it's just one detail. The kedusha is being done with her. How are you giving the kesef to her? How is he be zocher the kesef? There's a shliach, zechiah mitab shlichus, he's a shliach to be zocher the kesef. So when she says, Amanashti Yekablaim, all you have here is this person acting to be Zocher the Kesef. That's what he seems to be saying. The Russian of Rashi is interesting. The words of Rashi, back to the Rashi Koch the Sefer, he says, so the Chiddush is, even by the Abba, the Avicha, which is not so close to her, Samcha Alei, the Avitzki Chusei, the Chimekabelahu, Havi Shlucha. What is the Chimekabelahu? When does he become a shliach? When he's mekabel, or from now? The chi mekabel who have ishlucha. The first pshat of Avi Meluyim means she made him a shliach now. If you avoid mili, you don't deal with mili, so then he makes a shliach. When he's mekabel, he's a shliach. Ah, but according to this, yeah, because he's a shliach of the zechiah of the kesef. So when does that happen? When he's actually taking the kesef. That is the shliach on her behalf. He becomes a shliach when he's zocher for the kesef, not before. If he's becoming a shliach bimkoma, that means that she's memaneh him, or the man is memaneh him, then he's officially a shliach. But Rashi says he's a shliach when he's mekabelet. That goes very well with saying that he's just acting as a shliach for the kabbalas kesef. Umikatsha, and with that she becomes mekudeshes. Umikatsha, in other words, not he's mekadeshar. She becomes mekudeshes with his chiyah. So that could be another way of answering the kasha of mili. Okay, what does Tosfos say? To name the abba avicha and mekudeshes v'yim toma. The cases don't work. It's name. Harmina le'el teman le'poni v'kadeshar nirach mekudeshes. We had the midin arev. So Rashi's kasha, Shonim's kasha, and for Tosfos, the Yeshuomer, the Lo Dami, the Hashem Sheshchila he bedavar. Ikomemer the daito is kadosh. She began. She initiated. Avul Hacha Shehu Amala Tchila is kachili. The he meshiva. She responds to name Lemi Shetirtsa. Whoever you want. It says Abavicha Ploni, but whoever it is. Ikomemer the ain daito is kadosh. Eli he meshatim bo ve'no chusheshes. L'chol Tosfos is saying the same thing as Rashi, right? Tosfos doesn't quote Rashi. L'chol is saying what Rashi. He doesn't give the other answer. That the difference is here. She doesn't add mekadesh anilach. T'nei meproni and mekudeshes. The yimtoma. Amai katani le'il. The brisa avicha avicha. So we have a tzvichas between proni and the abba v'avicha. But what do you need the avicha? The abba u'proni sagya. In other words, the tzvichasas take care of themselves with ploni and the case of what? Abba. What do you need the avicha then? No, the Gemara says it. By ploni, you would think only by ploni maybe it's a problem by tenaim, but by avicha different and vice versa. So what is the abba doing in the first case, in the first grouping of the braisa? So what Tosfos means is it's grouped together. Abba v'avicha. So the tzvichasa doesn't have to be specifically for the case of avicha. Abba v'avicha is one group, and then you can make the tzvichasa off of the other one, off of the abba. Inam yeshlom edelachi tana avicha uproni. No, I can make a tzvichasa between avicha and proni as well. So the sake daitach the levin mikudeshes tfei kishamatim uproni. Why the samcha daita tfeik she be a proni? She may have more security with proni than with her with the man's father. So you can work a tzvichas in a similar way in both directions between proni and the case of avicha. All right, we'll have to do Mr. Shem the next piece, and then we'll see Tosis Rib. In both cases, a new yisod that we'll see on Sunday with this inyan of Kabbalah's Kesef Kedusha. All right, 3 minutes.